Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Dakota here at 508. We'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. According to a new study, smarter breeds of dogs can pick up a lot more... Pick up on a lot more words and can actually be eavesdropping on your conversations.
Well, you can't repeat it.
Right. Like, who are they going to tell? I could say, I'm going to rob a bank, and even if my dog knows exactly what I'm going to do, who are you going to tell? You going to tell other dogs?
Right.
I'm not worried about
Guess what he's doing.
Well, I could tell the canine unit, I guess.
You know what's happening.
I mean, I get it. Like, I don't think that... Like, I get the dog is listening to me and he fathoms.
Well, they were saying the dogs... Their big thing, eavesdropping is the wrong term. The point they were making was, even if you're not speaking to your dog, that you come over to my house, I talk about a new toy for my dog, Molly.
Oh, yeah.
If we talk about enough, the dog will pick up the idea that, I don't know, if I say the rope toy, she will understand what the rope toy is.
All right.
If I say, hey, can you go to the fridge and grab beer, she'll actually figure out what the fridge is. So then you could say to your dog, go to the fridge. And your dog will go to the refrigerator. Because they just realize, just... Based on what you're pointing at or talking about, it starts to recognize the words that identify certain objects.
After it's a while, like those it just becomes habit.
To say, it's like those videos where people act like they're on the phone and just use the dog's buzzwords.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and the dog just...
Like walk or toy.
Oh, yeah.
Treat.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. Telescopes have spotted a record-breaking asteroid that's spinning so fast that they say it should break itself apart.
But it hasn't.
It has not.
Is it close?
I don't think it's close.
Oh, it should break itself apart, but it hasn't, so it shouldn't.
Right.
That's all, guys. And there's science.
Course. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like, what's his name? For the Rolling Stones, it should be dead.
Oh, Keith Richards. He should be dead, but he's not.
Right.
So he shouldn't be.
Defying all the laws.
Right.
All the odds. A new study found that castration shows an increased life expectancy in mammals.
That's okay.
They say it does in humans, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to live that long.
That's my thing. Like, how long are we talking? And then what do I do with my time other than say I miss my penis?
Right.
Hey, you make less poor decisions.
Well, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming if you don't have your testicles, you can't have sex anymore.
I mean, I suppose that you can.
Sex.
I thought castration got rid of it all.
Yeah.
Or is castration? Or is it just the testicles?
It's just the boys.
So just the
boys.
The twig.
Yeah.
Huh.
You got the twig. You don't have the berries.
Correct.
I'm saying, does your twig still work?
I believe so.
I mean, because most dogs will still sport one, even if they've been, spayed or, no, I mean, neutered. Not spayed.
Yeah, neutered.
Neutered.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't need to live that long. You know what helps you live a long time, too? Like a good diet and exercise. So given the choice, I'm not going to do either. I'm just saying.
But now I'm kind of with Miles.
What?
Well, if the twig's still functional and it still produces...
You're in?
Is it theory? Yeah, I don't know.
No, I get what you're saying. I completely understand what you're saying. Like,
yeah.
I can still have sex.
My Google history is just going to be screwed. I think it's just less frequent.
Less frequent, and your motivation probably goes down.
Yes, you can still get an erection without testicles.
Yeah.
It becomes much harder.
Yeah.
To get an erection or after you get an erection?
I'm trying to read through that right now.
I mean,
it makes the erection more difficult,
like,
or
wait,
good call. Difficult or
harder?
Well, ED medications they say can help, or an implant.
Okay,
sure. I mean, because you're just kind of getting rid of the testosterone.
Right. I was going to say your basic motivation for that is in the testicles. Your penis is the vessel. Right.
But if you lose your testicles, your testosterone level plummets.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So you're kind of like, I would have sex, but I don't really feel like it.
I don't even feel like lifting.
Yeah. I don't even like ball anymore.
Yeah.
Watch figure skating.
Yeah, you guys want to come over, drink wine, and cry?
Do we have to eat ribs again?
Let's watch a sad movie.
Why do you want steak?
Let's eat outside.
God. Is pumpkin spice season back?
Ooh, can we get goat cheese and artichoke?
God damn it.
Why don't you ever bring me flowers?
No.
Yeah. You don't eat as much steak and chips. No, but I love sweets.
Suddenly, I can plan things 9 months in advance and remember.
Remember it all.
I remember every conversation we have ever had.
There's more than two feelings.
One of them's ouch.
Oh, God, the new season of The Bachelor's on.
I know.
I date myself, but come over. Let's watch Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias.
Oh, yeah. On repeat.
Yeah.
Hallmark. But to think again, Fontaine. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It's an adjective brought to you by the letter I.
Have you had a good cry, Mike, lately?
I just want to read a book. I don't want to watch sports.
Yeah. I'm not into sex, but can we snuggle?
You're right. Oh, no, ulterior motive. I just want to smoke.
Can we just have contact with each other without it having to go there?
Why are my feet so cold? Why do I feel the need to put them...
Why are my feet cold?
Between your legs.
Right. And I'll never put on socks.
Right.
Suddenly I want to wear your hoodie.
Oh, my God.
Oh. We should adopt a cat. I think that's what our family needs.
You got it.
Every compromise is in my favor. Every single one of them.
Actually, you know what? You're wrong, okay?
Honey, I picked out your clothes for you.
All right.
Is that what you're wearing? Oh, I hate my coworkers. They're bitches.
I know. Right.
Just so mean.
It's always personal.
Ted, I got to go to the bathroom. You want to go with me?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Of course I do. Merriam-Webster word of the day. It's an adjective brought to you by the letter I. I give you guys 75% chance of success on this one. It describes either something that is not likely to bother or offend anyone, or something that causes no injury or is otherwise considered harmless. Somebody who's been castrated. Irrelevant. Ooh, I like irrelevant, but no, it is not irrelevant.
All right.
Doesn't cause injury to anyone?
Does not cause injury, otherwise considered harmless.
Insignificant?
It's not likely to bother or offend. Insignificant, not bad, but no.
Oh, come on, Thrill.
A little bit fancier. Steve, you're the final bastion over here. The word is innocuous.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's right.
75, you guys know what the word is. You just,
I know the word,
you're
right?
Not really
you're not
gonna
piecing
get
it
there.
Together there.
Experts say AI is causing a collapse of trust online. And I'm here to say good. Let the collapse of trust go online. Let us stop trusting the internet.
I wish someone had predicted this. Like, I don't know, everyone who's not an idiot.
Right.
One of my favorite ones I saw today was, I guess, you know, the smaller cities, if they're still owned by some big-ass dumb company. Put it this way. It's some small town in Idaho, okay? And they're an affiliate of one of the networks. I don't know. But the local news is doing the local news stuff. There's nobody there, so they're putting all this crap through AI. So they're doing the weather report. So it shows the state of Ohio. It kind of says what the weather is. And the weather itself was fairly accurate as a meteorologist, right? Because nature going to do what nature going to do. None of the towns were true. Some of them were really dirty sounding. Some of them were just absolutely hilarious. And so people are looking at this like, well, the weather's reasonably close to what they're saying, but nobody lives. And I believe they call it an AI hallucination.
Right.
But they're not sure. They're like, dude, it's just the state of Ohio. In theory, if you feed this to AI, Boise's Boise, right? That's what
correct.
It's not to AI, so it had an hallucination of like all the cities were labeled something just weird.
I just like the fact that they were quoting a guy who said BS.
Oh,
but,
Jesus.
But they put an asterisk where the U is in bull, but left the S word.
Oh, no.
This
was on CNN. It was, you know.
Oh,
I got fooled on Christmas Eve. Thought I found the greatest Christmas song of all time. Turns out it was AI.
Was it a good song?
It was called The Grinch That Stole All the Bitches.
Oh.
I thought it was a real soul song from like the 70s.
But see, that I can get down with AI. Like, look, if you're going to create something that's still entertaining,
The
cool.
Grinch That Stole All the Bitches.
The Grinch That Stole All the Bitches.
I got to look for this now.
It is
awesome.
You still bumped that in the apartment, didn't you?
I did.
Damn straight.
I don't think that's where AI went. a Christmas song. Beep, 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 beep. The Grinch stole all the pitches.
It had like a whole bio on this fake singer. It was like, these 70 singers teeter on like ridiculous and awesome. And it's like, this guy made the Grinch and stole all the bitches.
And you were like, I'm in.
I was.
Do you remember what his name was?
I'll look it up.
Did it sound fake?
Mike, I'm telling you, it sounded. You can hear it in my voice. Like, I couldn't believe when I finally looked it up, my buddy's like, oh, dude, this is AI. I was like, no.
Damn it.
I can't believe they got me.
Fossils discovered in Morocco suggest that Africa is the birthplace of modern humans. Haven't we already established that?
I'm just saying they've been saying that longer than I've been alive.
Like, I don't...
By the way, Ted, it says here, the Grinch stole all the bitches. Apparently released in 1976, which obviously is not true. I'm trying to find any more information about it, but yeah.
Yeah. Trust me, if you could find it, it is awesome, though.
Scientists are creating smart pills that track medicine in the body.
Why
do we need to track the medicine that's inside the body?
Is it taking?
Like,
you gave me medicine. I hope it is.
Right. I'm hoping that if you gave me something, you know what it does.
I mean, maybe some of the newer medications or whatever. I don't know. Or
maybe.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Just watched the TV last night. And maybe four different pill ads come on for whatever the hell. It is amazing to me to listen to all the side effects. And, you know, if it doesn't apply to you, you don't pay a lot of attention. And then half the commercials, the side effects. And when I got to the end of the commercial to remind you what the pill was about, I'm like, you realize this condition is less severe than any of the potential side effects that you might have from having.
Right.
Like, Jesus Christ. Just live with the condition.
Sometimes
my
they
God.
Don't even say what it is. There's one commercial where it's just a guy serving food and it's all like, look at him. And I'm like, what is this for? Apparently it's like for your skin condition.
Oh, there's been a lot with eczema and all that kind of thing going
on.
But yeah, I look, I've known people with eczema. It's irritating, but it's not life-threatening. They don't enjoy it. That's why we gave it a name. But there's a couple of... I'm looking at the side effects. Like, all of these are severely worse than just having eczema.
I hate when they just say what the condition is, and they just expect me to know what that damn condition is.
I think their thing is that it's
for
it's
all those
targeted.
Suffering from bisophycomyelitis.
If you know what it is, you're going to pay attention.
Ask your doctor if it's right for
that's
you.
That's what I like about the commercials. I'm like, this does not appeal to me. Cool.
This is the time of year for me, though, man. My skin gets dry as hell.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just get lotion.
Well, get
Miles.
One of these.
Just use some of that lotion on your skin.
I used a lotion, but it still gets dry at the end of the day.
You have to keep reapplying the lotion.
Why don't you talk to your doctor and see if this medication is right for you?
Yeah,
if you don't mind having, right now you're just itchy, but you could not be itchy and might have a stroke, suicidal thoughts, a low occurrence of death, high blood pressure, bleeding out of your eyes.
You got to spread the lotion all over, Miles.
Right.
It doesn't just go for one concentrated area and then spread. You got to put it all over.
I just put a dab on my head and let it melt down. Yeah. It's a slow process.
Yeah. A man in-
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Belgium was smart enough to know that he was too drunk to drive, but his solution for the problem still managed to get into trouble, Miles.
What was the solution?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. and the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and I believe our very own Mike Hawk has this story coming up in headlines. Today, we toast one Levika Gupta from Noida, India. Apparently, everything ends with the letter A. Anyway, Levika, she agreed to marry her current husband 2 years ago, but now she's suing both her husband and four of her in-laws. So, as the story goes, Levika claims that she was deceived at the time by this man's family for concealing various details about both his education and his financial status, which we talked about yesterday, like on the dating sites or whatever. Yeah. Hey, man, they're lying about this. Well, no kidding. She says, quote, after marriage, I found out that my husband had only passed class 12. In other words, graduated high school.
That is
while
grade 12.
His bio data showed that he had a Bachelor of Commerce degree. He also lied that his income was $20,000. In this way, I was seriously defrauded. But more importantly, at least according to her, was that when she agreed to marry her now husband, she was promised a man with, quote, thick hair. But she later learned that her spouse was bald and wearing a wig to conceal his lack of hair. That's the thing that set her off. She's like, look, I can live with the fact that he lied about his education. I can live with the fact that he does not make as much money as he said he did. But I wanted someone, and I believe her exact quote was thick, lush hair. The word lush was in there. Only to marry this dude and find out he is bald. And now she's suing.
Damn.
So, guys, remember, don't wear a wig. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah, or lie. Just don't be bald.
And he's getting sued, man. Damn. That is unbelievable. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.